somebody just got on and asked a very real question, is from an anonymous poster. Just what do you do if you're stuck in the house in a stale or loveless marriage for 30 days? And I'll just answer that. I give you my answer to that. I think you should, number one, thank God for giving you a chance to be stuck in your house in a stale and loveless marriage so that you have nothing else to do but work on it. Number two, you are the servant. If you want to lead your family, you are the servant, men. That means get busy serving your wife. I've heard it said that sex starts in the kitchen. Get down there and do the dishes, do the laundry. This is not your chance to supervise your wife on how well she's doing the housework. This is your chance to take over the housework and give her a break and let her know that you are the servant. If you will be humble, then you can't have a stale and loveless marriage. If you will be humble and serve your wife, you cannot have a stale and loveless marriage. All right. So that's my answer to that.
Can I piggyback on that, Chuck?
Go ahead.
So I would add to that, don't be the martyr. Don't be the one that's like, woe is me, I'll be the servant or whatever. Use this opportunity to study your wife. I tell people that the best marriages that I've ever seen have a husband who desperately loves his wife. Now, love is not an emotion. Love is an orientation. So you get this opportunity now to study this woman. You get this opportunity now to learn her, to say, what is it that makes her tick? And how can I invest in her? Now, for some women, that might be doing the dishes. For some women, my wife goes, whatever. That doesn't help my wife at all. My wife spells love T-I-M-E. So that's me coming and spending time with her and learning what's going on in her world. So you get this opportunity. You say, I've got a loveless marriage. My wife doesn't like me. It's really hard not to like somebody who serves you and studies you and is investing in you. And I think that's a great definition of love. And that's what I'd encourage you to try your best. And you're going to have to go back to the feet of Jesus and trust him enough again and again to do the next right thing here. And it can be hard, but that's part of dying to self.
I agree. You know, I think one thing that you can do is you can start asking the Holy Spirit to show you where you are being passive, because I've heard so many men, I've spoken at so many men's retreats where the guy will come up to me and describe to me that he's in this, you know, my wife hates me, my kids resent me, nobody wants to talk. And it's always in his mind, if they would just do this or if they would just do that, then things would get better. But your wife's been telling you that it's all your fault. Well, guess what? I agree. And because when you own the problem, then you can change the outcome. You need to own the problem. And you need to say, where am I being passive in this relationship? And how can I fix that passivity? Being a man is about tracking down the passivity in your life and tearing it out by the roots and throwing it into the fire. And when you do that, everything gets better in your life. I promise.